Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. We were discussing last night's Perry City Council meeting. Sven, thank you as always for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
So lots to talk about today, starting with a bunch of topics to do with the Perry Municipal Airport. The first thing I want to discuss is the runway rebuilding out there, and in particular, the possibility of eminent domain out there. So what can you tell me about this?
Sure. So as we've talked about previously, we are in the process of land acquisition for the reconstruction of our runway out at the airport. We're down to just a couple landowners that we are unable to come to terms with, so we are moving forward with the eminent domain process. Should take 3 to 5 months and be wrapped up, so looking forward to getting through that. After that is complete, we will be able to start moving some dirt and actually starting to build the runway. So it's kind of exciting stuff, and by next spring we should be pushing some dirt around and getting grading going.
So that is very exciting. Now, as far as the eminent domain is concerned, you will have a public hearing about that soon, correct?
Yes. January 6th at the regularly scheduled city council meeting, we will have a public hearing regarding the eminent domain process. From there, we will go into negotiations and it'll be kind of a court process to get through that. So setting this public hearing is the first step of the whole process.
Okay, now another part of the process that was approved last night was also an agreement with Bolton and Mink. So talk about their involvement with this whole issue.
Yeah, so Bolton and Mink, our city engineers, are the project managers for the project. And then they subcontract with ProSource Technologies, who are land acquisition specialists. So it was kind of a lump sum for ProSource and then a on-call basis for Bolton and Mink. Not a lump sum, just because we really don't know how long it could take. So ProSource is a lump sum because it's more of a finite thing of doing appraisals and going through their processes. So they more know what their time involvement will be. Bolton and Mink is more of an on-call between the city and the FAA. But that agreement was approved, and that extra agreement for land acquisition has to do with going through the eminent domain process.
All right. Now, one time when I had you in here before to talk about eminent domain, you kind of discussed that it was a last resort, but it seems like it's necessary at this point.
Yes. The two property owners so far, we have not been able to come to an agreeable price, and that's really kind of driven by the FAA as far as what that allowed price is. So we have spent, you know, the good part of a year trying to negotiate, and it's just kind of to the point where the FAA has said it's time to move forward with eminent domain.
All right. Now, sticking with the airport theme, obviously there's been a lot of projects and goings-on at the Perry Municipal Airport. Talk about the current project that's wrapping up and some other activities that are going on out of the airport.
Sure. So I'll start with kind of the biggest one first, and that's the new hangar out at the airport. It's a 100 by 100 hangar that should fit quite a few airplanes, so that's exciting to be able to have room for new airplanes and airplanes that have been stored outside for a couple of years now. So that project has reached substantial completion. We're just waiting on a few punch list items, but here in the next couple of weeks, we'll start to get to push some airplanes into there, and they'll be under roof for winter, even though we've already had a little taste of winter. But for the majority of winter, they'll be in a hangar. So exciting stuff there. And again, that will be getting some new airplanes based at the Perry Airport. So more activity going on, more flights in and out, more folks coming and going. So great things happening there. Another surprise we had this year was that our airport plow truck decided to have some major issues. So between the plow blade needing to be replaced and the transmission needing to be replaced, it really was not worth it to put that money into that truck. It was, you know, a 1990 something truck and just not really worth putting any more money into. So we made some phone calls, and Public Works was able to track down a gently used plow truck from the city of Clive. So we're able to acquire that truck, and really it's kind of the dream truck for the airport. It has, you know, obviously the front blade, but it also has a belly blade that can help scrape off ice and snow from the runway, which has been kind of an issue in the past, is getting that runway cleared off, as well as a wing blade, which is the blade that comes out on the side, and that helps them clear off that snow from the runway even more quickly and more efficiently. So we're excited for all that happening, and hopefully having a winter where we just hardly even have to use that truck, but still looking forward to being able to have that out there and using that. And finally, the latest and newest piece of equipment out there is a new courtesy car. And unfortunately, this came about because the previous courtesy car was involved in a rear-end accident where it was totaled. So we got to go find a new courtesy car, but still a nice vehicle for pilots to be able to use when they are coming and going from the airport. That enables them to get into town and explore our community a little bit more than they would than just hanging out at the airport. So a lot going on out at the airport, a lot of investment out at the airport, but again, it's one of those critical assets that the community has, and we're very lucky to have that airport. You know, many, many years ago, citizens actually voted to build an airport, and we've been maintaining that and been good stewards of that airport ever since. So just the latest wave of investment out there, and it will certainly pay off for us.
Absolutely. One last thing I want to ask you about, kind of had a series of action items related to it during the recent meeting. That was the Community and Economic Development Department. So talk about this and what was approved for it.
Sure. So like you said, there's a number of action items last night, but ultimately what this all accumulated to was utilizing some of our TIF funds that we can collect to fund our Community and Economic Development Department. So we're able to collect those funds and use them for community and economic development related activities. So that could be incentives for business, it could be infrastructure, and in this case, we're using it to actually fund the activities of the department. So wages, initiatives, things like that. And this is new for us. This is the first time we're doing this, but it's because we just created that department this spring and brought on Mike Fastenaw, who's been an incredible asset to us and has really helped shape how we're doing business and how we're kind of tackling community and economic development. And I think you can see just from the things happening in town and the projects we have going, he's been an incredible help to everybody to help steer those projects and make sure they get done in a timely manner.
Absolutely. Well, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
You betcha. I just have a few announcements for next week with the Thanksgiving holiday, starting with some office closures. Perry City Hall, the Perry Waterworks, Perry Public Library, and the McCurry Community Building will be closed on Thursday, November 28th, which is Thanksgiving, and the day after Thanksgiving, Friday, November 29th. Residential garbage routes scheduled for Thursday, November 28th, will be picked up the day before on Wednesday, so put your garbage out a day early. There are no changes to garbage routes Monday, Tuesday, or Friday. And then there are still a couple of yard waste collection dates remaining. Obviously, next week there is no yard waste pickup, but that starts again December 4th on the south side of Willis Avenue and ends December 11th on the north side of Willis Avenue. So you still have a couple of more weeks to rake your leaves and put them in bags and get them out on the curb. Again, something we mentioned in the past with all of the rain and things, try the best you can to keep those paper yard waste bags dry, either under an eave or a shed or something like that, until the night before or the morning of yard waste collection, just because when those bags get wet, the bottoms can fall out and then all the leaves end up on the ground. So help everybody out, help out our employees, and help keep those bags as dry as you possibly can for their pickup. And that's all I've got.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.